Hi, welcome to What I Would Have Missed. I'm your host, Julie Rocco. This episode is part of a year-long series featuring artists who are using art as a form of healthy expression and a pathway towards healing. Please, when available, find links to the featured artist's website and her social media in the show notes so you can learn more about the artist and see their art. For the artist, they would have missed creating these works had they died by suicide. For the viewers, these are pieces of art you and the rest of the world would have missed had the artist died by suicide. This is a celebration of creativity, but more importantly, we are collectively celebrating life and the decision the artists have made to stay. Lucinda Bray, an artist from Norwich, Norfolk. I'm blessed to be here. At 9, my mother lost her battle with cancer. Being neurodivergent, I was an odd child, an odd, grieving child. As an 11-year-old, I was scratching dark, toxic thoughts into my notebooks, hateful language reflected in hateful scrawls. The logic of grief is often twisted, as it was for me. I blame myself for my mom's death. My logic was precise. I became a target for my anger, needing someone to blame for this unfathomable experience. I was raw to any criticism, real or perceived, on top of the constant bullying for being odd and ugly. At 18, I tried to impale my throat with a sharp object. I failed. I realized having voices telling you to do this was not normal. I called the doctors. By 24, my vulnerability laid me open to abuse of all kinds. I was no longer raw. I was deadened inside. Every day I woke up, the thought of living life was more unbearable. I began to plan. My dad rescued me. I returned to my hometown, broken but in one piece. I began to recover. 2016 was the last time I planned my death. I realized my foolproof plan to leave the world, to make things as easy as possible for everyone, would leave my 70-year-old friend and landlady, who saw me as a part of her family, and my dad, who had buried two wives, his mother and father, having to sort through my things. My plan fell away. My journey of recovery has helped reframe my experiences. As I write, I feel intense grief for the pain my younger self felt and the echoes of the bleakness I experienced, but creating has helped me heal. Later in 2016, I had a life-changing trip to South America. It was the start of a new phase and way of reframing my existence. That trip was marked by the presence of butterflies. In Guyana, as we traveled the intense journey across land clouds of blue, yellow, and orange, butterflies erupted in front of us. In Brazil, moths and butterflies fluttered around me as I floated down the Amazon. The individual, beautiful creature who flitted into the hostel in Sao Paulo, those encounters coupled with the transformative, ethereal nature of butterflies is why it felt so natural to make them the focus of my work, made especially for What I Would Have Missed. I'm a self-taught artist inspired by nature, myth, fairy, and folk tales. I'm heavily influenced by the medieval stained glass, William Morris, traditional botanical watercolor. These butterflies are inspired by the Papillo de children found in South America. They symbolize the transformative nature of life and echo back to that pinpoint moment of change. They are the same family as the rare British swallowtail found in my home county. I want people to know, however ingrained the pain is, there is always a chance to change our stars. I want to thank you for listening to What I Would Have Missed as we seek to create a collective journey of hope, healing, and happiness. It is our hope that in our sharing, you will find connection, inspired hope, and a desire to keep reaching for a future you do not want to miss. If you or someone you know is hurting and struggling to find a way beyond the darkness, please reach out for help. In the United States, call 988. Again, that's 988. It is the National Suicide Lifeline. If you are listening somewhere else in the world, please become familiar with your local resources and reach out for help. Your life is worth fighting for. Please join us on our journey of finding hope, healing, and happiness beyond our suicide attempts and ideations. Won't you please stay? I love you, Julie. Will you please consider following our podcast on your streaming services by clicking the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner of the show page if you're using Apple. If you're using Spotify or other streaming services, simply click the follow button. You will get updates when new episodes are released if you follow the podcast. If you found us on our website, I encourage you to download the podcast in your streaming services or visit the website every Tuesday and Thursday to listen to our new episodes. And will you please consider sharing the podcast with others? You can also join us on Facebook or Instagram at What I Would Have Missed. If you want to share your What I Would Have Missed story, please go to our website at whatiwouldhavemissed.com, or you can email me directly at julie.whatiwouldhavemissed@gmail.com. You may find these links in the show notes. Until we connect again, remember, you matter. You are more than enough. And your life is worth the struggle to reach the other side of the darkness. Don't let go. Hold on, my friend. You have a life waiting for you that you do not want to miss.